Many of you are likely aware that Padre Pio held special devotions to Our Lady Mary, Saint Joseph, his guardian angel, and of course, Saint Francis. However, did you know about Padre Pio's devotion to Saint Michael the Archangel? Stay tuned to hear the stories.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Now, before we get to the stories, let's set the stage with a brief introduction to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael stands as an exemplar, a paragon of divine strength, unwavering courage, and unyielding faith. Often portrayed as a celestial warrior clad in armor, brandishing a sword against the forces of darkness. His name itself carries significance, translating to "Who is like God" in Hebrew, a rhetorical question that echoes his unparalleled allegiance to the Almighty. It is believed that Saint Michael's battle cry was exactly that, "Who is like God?" And that's how his name remained Michael, Michael, the tireless and invincible fighter. He is the chief of the heavenly hosts, leading angelic armies in the cosmic battle against evil. Many of you may already be familiar with the Archangel's iconic role in Scripture, in the book of Revelation, where he triumphs over the dragon. Now, I've only recently discovered something truly remarkable. It's called the Sword of Saint Michael. As you can see in this image, these 7 dots represent locations of 7 shrines dedicated to Saint Michael, stretching from Ireland all the way to Israel. And as you can see, they are aligned in a nearly perfect line, hence the name Sword of Saint Michael. Note that these sites were places of devotion to Saint Michael long before cartography was developed to its great precision of our time. And this brings us to Padre Pio, who personally embarked on a pilgrimage to one of these shrines in 1917, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo. The shrine he visited is called Sanctuario di San Michele Arcangelo, and it is located in a limestone cave on Mount Gargano, approximately 30 kilometers or 19 miles from the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. Padre Pio often sought the intercession of Saint Michael through prayer, and occasionally he would recommend his spiritual children to do the same. One such occasion was recounted by Enrichetta Spinelli, who shares, "In the early 1950s, my brother, Francis Briguri, made a trip from Naples to San Giovanni Rotondo to see Padre Pio. While making his confession, he told Padre Pio that he wanted to join the Navy, but didn't think he would be accepted because he had a heart defect. Padre Pio looked at him with a very piercing gaze and said, 'Tu vai, capisci?' Which means, 'You go, understand?' At the end of the confession, Padre Pio told Francis to pray to Saint Michael the Archangel, and added, 'Michael is your name too.' Francis's full name was Francis Mario Michael Briguri. He was so surprised that Padre Pio knew his name that when he left the confessional, he told everyone waiting in the sacristy, 'I can't believe it, he knew my name.' Right after that, Francis enlisted in the Navy. On the day of the medical exam, there were many other young men waiting for their checkup. When Francis's name was called, they said, 'Tu vai,' the exact words Padre Pio had said to him. Apparently, Francis looked so healthy that he got accepted without a physical exam. Enrichetta concludes her testimony, "My brother had a wonderful career in the Navy, working in the field of shortwave communication. He traveled to many different parts of the world and never got sick or bothered by heart problems. He told me that as long as he lives, he will never forget the way Padre Pio looked at him with those beautiful, piercing eyes." end of our first testimony. Now, let me share another inspiring testimony related to St. Michael, recounted by Cleonice Morcaldi, one of Padre Pio's closest spiritual daughters. She shares, "One afternoon, I stayed in the church until the end of the Ave Maria, 6 p.m. I didn't realize that I had ended up staying alone, and when I left, there was no one else on the street. It was a calm and serene night. I walked through the town. Suddenly, near an oak tree, and only at this point, I heard a violent wind and a furious rustling of leaves that frightened me. There was something mysterious that was scary. I increased my pace. I told myself, surely it's the devil under that tree. I kept invoking Saint Michael until I got home. When I told Padre Pio about it, he told me it wasn't a demon, but a legion. Thank Saint Michael who sent them running." End of our second story. Now, on October 13th, 1884, Pope Leo XIII had a remarkable vision. When the aged pontiff had finished celebrating Mass in his private Vatican chapel, attended by a few cardinals and members of the Vatican staff, he suddenly stopped at the foot of the altar. He stood there for about 10 minutes, as if in a trance, his face ashen white. Then, going immediately from the chapel to his office, he composed a prayer to Saint Michael, with instructions it be said after all low masses everywhere. When asked what had happened, he explained that as he was about to leave, he suddenly heard voices, two voices, one kind and gentle, the other deep and harsh. They seemed to come from near the tabernacle. As he listened, he heard the following conversation. The deep voice, the voice of Satan and his pride, boasted to our Lord, "I can destroy your church." The gentle voice of our Lord said, "You can? Then go ahead and do so." Satan answered, "To do so, I need more time and more power." Our Lord asked, "How much time? How much power?" Satan replied, 75 to 100 years, and a greater power over those who will give themselves over to my service." Our Lord then concluded the conversation, "You have the time, you will have the power. Do with them what you will." In 1886, Pope Leo XIII decreed that the prayer to Saint Michael be said at the end of low mass, not high or sung masses, throughout the universal church, along with the Salve Regina, Hail Holy Queen, and the practice of the congregation praying these prayers at the end of mass continued until about 1970. So let's conclude today's video with the prayer to Saint Michael. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, be the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.